We put our toes in the water for about 12 months, and now we've taken them back out, and we've now made the decision to invest again, you know, significantly to get the 16 bedrooms open in the next few weeks. And then we're going to start the spa. When I say started, we're going to finish the spa. Basically, we found the funding. You know, we've worked some figures, and we found the additional monies that it needed to finish the project. And also the fact that, you know, we had it on the market for 12 months. We had a few offers, and they didn't meet the bar. So, you know, rather than just procrastinate and hang around to see what was going to happen, we decided, no, we're going to have to make the commitment to get it finished and hopefully bring it to the level that we had anticipated, you know, before COVID. The new rooms, we actually, all the furniture has just arrived now over the last couple of days. So we're going to have them open within 4 weeks. There's actually two new suites and 12 additional bedrooms, and they are all like family rooms. They're large. Some of them are up to 400 square feet, anything between 320 and 400 square feet. An average size room in a four-star hotel is 210 square feet. That's what Fortune Island identify. Well, the hotel opened in 1969, and, you know, I think we're probably the fourth or fifth owners of the hotel, and, you know, I'm sure that at some point we'll sell it, but now we want to get it finished and you know, bring it to a level that we'd hoped to achieve, you know, prior to COVID. You know, the whole issue with hospitality, you know, it's not just in Ireland, it's worldwide. But, you know, we invested a significant amount of money. We have a Sweeney's Hotel in Dunlow also, and we have a country mansion out in Remelton, and you know, we've invested in Donegal, you know, significantly, and now we're going to invest even more.